Good evening, everyone. The time is now 5:13. We have our GCC TA negotiation meeting, and it's October 16, 2025. You may begin.
Good afternoon, everyone. I have provided the agenda for today. I apologize that we don't have it on Google so that you all could have privy to it, but I will provide that information to you. We just have the teacher salary increase allocation as the first item on the agenda, and number two, we have other. And then, of course, we have our non-negotiables. Negotiating meeting will last no longer than 2 hours unless mutually agreed upon by both parties. Caucuses will start, no longer than 30 minutes for either party. Each meeting will start with a written agenda based on questions, concerns from the previous meeting. And then the last one, either party may request additional agenda items no later than 2 days before the next scheduled meeting. So the first item on the agenda is the teacher salary increase allocation.
All right, so during our previous meeting we asked for some financial information. We want to see where we were with that. I think that was the purpose of this meeting. So we can just kind of see where that process is. We're providing a financial package with all of that dealt with some of the items that we would like to see entered into the contract and agreed upon right here at the table. And rather than that, I think that'll be the base. Well, that is the basis for this meeting as the follow-up, so we can make that determination. But I think our next meeting, which was scheduled October 30th.
I'm not sure we scheduled a second one. We just did this one. Mm-hmm.
That was just a talk when we was talking about meeting.
But it wasn't scheduled.
So speaking of that, did you guys look at our proposal for the oversized class pay?
Yes, we are. Actually, we are looking at that right now. We're meeting with the schools that look as if they have any issues with oversized classrooms, and we're working with the administrators to make sure that they're looking at their schedule to see if there's something, you know, that might have been done incorrectly or some changes that needs to occur. And so hopefully we will have a better idea of what that looks like by the end of the month. Mm-hmm. Because now that we have the FTE week is over, and that information is being calculated and provided to the state. And I think, I don't want to misquote this, but I believe the last day to submit and get all information correct or submitted to DOE for FTE is the end of the month, either the 30th or the 31st. Mm-hmm.
Just our draft, but they said
that they wanted to meet after we submitted our draft. Okay. Ms. Mandela has
her hand raised. She has a question. Ms. Mandela? Well, it's more of a comment than a question regarding going back to the classroom. First of all, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Going back to the classroom size issue, I think what we're asking for is not necessarily to see right now if there are any classes that are not aligned, because we know from our teachers that there are. What we're looking for is, because now we're at the end of the 9 weeks, what we're looking for is that the August to now, that those, we have something in place, so when this happens, and so we know that you want to make sure that it doesn't happen, and that's fine, that's what we want too. But when we spend the whole 9 weeks and teachers are burdened, if you will, then there should be something in place to, if you can't relieve the situation by, you know, moving students, at least they will be compensated. So certainly we want administrators to continue to look at their roster and their student count and try to balance classes. But when that doesn't happen in August, September, and October, how are teachers compensated, not just, you know, after it's fixed, but before? So I think what we're looking at is not just to make sure that it's moving, I mean, for now that it's not, but what can we put in place so that when that happens, just, or, you know, in September, that teachers are able to at least be compensated if you can't fix the problem.
So what we can certainly... Can you hear me, Ms. Mandela?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what we could do is certainly look to see what we can do with that should funding become available, because we are looking at how to address the situation. Not necessarily just to fix the problem for now, but we are looking at how to address the situation later once funding becomes available.
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Again. So, I guess I'm saying it's kind of like the same situation when teachers have to hold a class. We now have in there a policy or in our contract where if teachers have to teach during the class period, they're compensated. Or if they're holding kids during their classroom, they're compensated. And I'm saying, what can we create, I believe it should be monetary, but there has to be, because even if our teachers are holding class and we're saying we're waiting to see what the funding source is, there has to be a funding source if you don't have a teacher in the classroom or a teacher is out to hold the classes or to hold kids. So I agree with you. I understand what we're saying, that we're working through the process, but I don't want it to seem as though if we fix the problem this year, then the problem is fixed. And it could be fixed, but what about when it happens again in August or September of next year, or in January when we get more students or fewer teachers? So putting something in place, not necessarily depending on, I mean, I know you have to have funds, so I'm not saying ignore the fact that you have to have the fund source, but we also have to be fair to teachers as well.
Yes, I do understand what you're saying, and I do know that you all provided us. So what we're doing, what we could do is do a counter to the proposal that was submitted to us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's my question.
Can I offer something that may also help the situation?
Okay.
If not monetary, although monetary is probably, I mean, that's what teachers would want if they're in a situation like that. But I think also, and from our side, I don't mind. We can put some time in and draft something as well, but I think language is important that calls those teachers along with the administration to the table to address the issue, because in a lot of cases, it can be addressed if teachers are provided an opportunity to actually speak with administration about their current staffing plan and how things are laid out. So that could be an alternative to it. I'll give an example. On our campus right now, we have classrooms that are grossly overloaded, but yet you have other teachers with light loads, and extremely light loads, and it seems to not be an issue with the administration, and they doesn't seem to even want to address the issue or even desire to make any changes. So in a case like that, yes, we would immediately have to move to monetary compensation, but I think language that requires the administration to address the issue with those teachers or the union, I think having some language that will also help combat that situation and put a deadline on, let's say at least by September 30th, that we've had a conversation to address it. Can it be fixed? Can it not be fixed? And we will move forward with what compensation looks like from there. That's just a thought. Just no. Kind of, you know, mm-hmm. You know, because I understand funding is always an issue.
Right.
But so, you know, that's just a thought to help address the issue long term.
So speaking about, we did pass some language, I want to say it was in August, even September, when it comes to that critical classroom size. I'm just calling it a supplement or whatever it is. And we do know that we do have a couple of vacancies within the district. Have we ever looked at using the allocated money for those positions to help fill that supplement?
We have not looked at the vacancies to fix that issue because those vacancies are needed at those other sites when we look at it from an instructional standpoint. But I do like what Mr. Harris has suggested, that really, and I want to say this, I've actually met with those administrators. We all have met with those administrators to fix the problem. Definitely at your site, yes. And you're right, some teachers don't have as many and other teachers have an abundance, and I don't think it's fair. I do not agree with the oversized, but on September the 16th, you all provided us an oversized class pay. We were sharing with you that we're doing the research with other districts, and I definitely am meeting with that. So I like what Mr. Hare said. Maybe we can put something in place with the deadline date for all that to be taken care of at the school site. And then if not, if the funding is available, then we could look at the monetary piece after we've looked at making sure that the principals at the school sites are working with the teachers to make sure their classes are not oversized.
And conversations are being held, and just we need some time to go back and visit them.
Yes, conversations are being held with the administrators.
Ms. Mandela has a hand up.
And then that's from the previous.
This one before? Okay, she put it down.
Okay.
So you think we can have revisit this issue when we come back at the end of the month, or would that be?
I can say this. Yes, we can address it. Whether or not we will have what we need, but we certainly can address the issue to see how further along we've come with handling the situation.
I'm saying the end of the month. You're trying to make a meeting date for the end of the month?
I'm sorry. I was just under the, I don't know when I get the phone. We already had a scheduled meeting.
No. We were just talking, but we didn't actually schedule a meeting for the
30th. Now, the scheduled meeting that you might have heard or remember is the one that we had with Supplement.
That's the 30th.
That's Supplement scheduled meeting, yes.
I'm pretty sure we had something set up for the 30th.
It's funny you mentioned the supplement meeting, Dr. Jackson, because I often go back to that because I think that was one of the most productive things that we've done as working together. And I know we've not implemented what we initially had, but I think that work group or this committee or whatever we want to call it was very beneficial. And I think, and I know I can't remember the name for this kind of marketing, but when we can sit at the table and come up with ideas together, because Ms. Harris came up with an idea, you came up with, we have to look at all of those pieces, and instead of going back and forth and bringing back the information, we go back, we decide on what we want to do with it. I think, especially in this particular instance, having that kind of work group, if you will, could be a better solution.
It's called collaborative
bargaining. Because it serves, all of our contracts serves both of us. So I mean, both sides. And so, bring back the information at the next meeting, we go back and look at it. I mean, that's kind of how we've done a lot of it, but in some of our instances, especially when it comes to classroom issues, these are things I think is should be much more collaborative. So if we need to schedule a time, just like we scheduled the supplement meeting and say we're going to have a work group or whatever for this particular issue, come up with specific language that does not harm teacher, does not, you know, bankrupt the district or whatever, I think that might be, you know, one solution we might want to consider. I know nobody has time for another meeting, but I think these are, this is what will make us a little bit better.
And I agree with you, Ms. Mandela, and what we could do is come together, the district team could get together and have that conversation, find out what our boundaries are, and then come together to work collaboratively together. I agree with you. It was a very productive group, and I like when we can move things down the road. I really do. I appreciate that. Yes.
All right.
And okay.
All right, so we, you want to set a date for the end of the meeting? Or a workshop? I mean,
Okay, now we're looking to set a date for the next meeting. Okay.
So you're trying to have it after the
AFR.
Yes, because I'll be trying to meet every hour on the 31st.
Yep, and it's Halloween.
I will not be on Halloween. My 8-year-old won't help me.
You're okay, Michael. And it's a half a day. I don't think the teachers want to on a Friday, too. Yes.
Yeah. Well, so we're doing a little gathering on Thursday.
I can tell you right now, I have a meeting at another meeting. It's election night and my birthday on the 4th, so that's not.
That's not okay. An option. That's like the only day you're not available.
Okay. Election comes once every 2 years. That's what I like to watch.
Okay. So.
10. No.
6.
The 6th, that Thursday.
I've got a full day.
You have a full day?
The 6th is bad for me, too.
Okay.
The 5th?
The 5th one, that Wednesday?
I've got a full day, too, but we'll be back in time.
The 5th is always challenging for me personally.
Okay, let's go,
tough for me.
Let's go to the 10th.
The
10th?
I'm not sure I understand.
The 3rd or the 10th?
I can make it happen. It'll be a little, yeah, I can make it happen. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Which day?
Which day?
The 10th is a Monday. Well, that's a day before Veterans Day. We're out on the 11th.
Oh, you know what?
Isn't that this Monday?
No, 11th is on a Tuesday.
Oh, we're actually out on a Tuesday?
Yes, mm-hmm. Right on a Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am.
Who did that?
The calendar did. Yeah.
The 10th would work better because I have a conference on the 5th and 6th.
I'm out on the 11th to the
14th
for conference.
Is the 10th good for everybody? Wait. Do you set the 10th?
The 10th.
What time are we looking at on the 10th?
I thought you
had a call. That's the
5th. 5 o'clock or 6
o'clock? The 10th is good.
Tuesday. So next meeting is when?
So we got November 10th at 5 p.m. Okay. Ms. Mandela?
Yes. question regarding our company style, the total package for GCCTA. I know right now you all are the district and wants to go through the TSIA and be finished with this. Am I to understand that the district has no additional compensation, will provide no additional compensation, even, you know, beyond the signing of the TSIA?
That is correct.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay, we are also setting up the meeting date for November 10th at 5 p.m. for the next GCCTA meeting. Everyone good with that?
Yes, I'm good with that.
Mr. Harris?
I believe it.
Yes, that's fine. That works.
Yeah, right.
Mike, that's good? The 10th?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, works for me.
All right.
Okay, I will be sending out the invites again.
We need to do a virtual link?
Yeah, I think I need to.
Yeah, just always put it in there.
Yeah, so that you'll be able to.
We have a live cap.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I'll get that done.
That is for technology.
Mr. Bradwell?
Is Ms. Bradwell there?
Mm-hmm.
I love this.
Mr. Bradwell, are you good with the meeting time? November 15th. I'm about to give you another date. November 10th at 5 p.m.
He just went out.
Okay. Y'all get in contact with Bradwell. So. You good?
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Ending time is 5:35.